Blog Talk Radio.
Till the truth starts to click, there's so much space in this bed. These sheets go from us, dreams of your smile. I don't want to see just a memory, and I don't want to feel your wings break free. Because without you, I'm lost in the breeze. I gotta be strong now, I gotta show you how.
Even when
I'm on my feet and I pull out the ground so heavy. Oh. And when you leave, am I so needy? I just can't take it if it ain't you who love me when I'm naked. Fuck all my problems, wish I could show them. Don't feel that, don't feel that, don't feel that way, baby. I can't get up in the morning, it's too hot if I even try, yeah. You ain't here to tell me, turn my anxiety into excitement. Maybe one day I will gain composure, maybe when I'm older. I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared, cause something feels like it's weighing me down. It takes control, it turns my faith into doubt. Even when it's all working out, I'm on my feet and I pull out the ground. I wanna be light, I wanna be light. Someone help me to see the light. Is there a potion you got?
even have to stop seeing other men.
Just listen up when I start to talk. It's good enough. I don't want your body, even though I think about it. It's your mind.
Go away. you're gonna think about me.
You say I'm trippin', bullshit. You're the one to make me do shit. You're the one to make me feel it. The feeling of stupid. I was in your corner when you were putting me through shit. Now you wanna leave, no, you leaving me was foolish. You left me this car on my heart, and I left you a brand new car. How nice of you, the price of true love. True love is absolute. So what more can I say? You make me this way. What more can I say? You make me this way.
Yeah. All of these excuses say I'm the one that made you ruthless. Well, you're the reason I'm crazy. And with you I feel useless. I let you have it. You took me for granted. Always wanna play the victim when they don't know the truth is you left me this scar on my heart. When I'd never take it that far. Why would you say that it was true love? If your love is absolute, what more can I say?
What more can I say?
You make me this way. Can I say what more can
ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome to the Love Zone. I am Miss VIP, and I got with me my sexy, sultry diva, La Perla Negra. Diva,
hey,
how are you doing?
Hey, 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 sorry about that delay. I meant to let you know that was the last song. Sorry.
That's quite all right. So, listen, tonight's show, we must thank our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet. Thank you so much, Pharaoh. Without you, there's no us. And this show tonight is sponsored by Raw Links. Want to be average when you can be raw. Diva, I got mine on. You got yours on?
Oh, I got mine on. You got yours?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right now. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Tonight's show is about playing games. Like, are you still playing games after all this time? I mean, I'm saying the mature crowd. And some immature too, but if you're still playing games at 50, 40, 50, 60, my goodness. When are you going to stop playing games? You know, is it just because you don't have the right person and you just want to play around until, or, you know, you're just maintaining yourself, you know, gaining more knowledge and loving yourself enough to love someone, or if you choose to remain single. I should have added that on. But, you know, for me, I think I'm keeping, all of a sudden I'm keeping myself. Don't like it, however, but I think when that special one comes, I'll know, and I won't be too crazy on the requirements any longer, because I realize there's no two people are alike. So that's okay with me now. I can ease up a bit on something, but I just decided to maintain, you know, keep gaining knowledge and wisdom and learning how to trust my intuition more. So, you know, that's it on that, I think. So what about you, Diva? What are you doing?
Oh, so I'm sick of the game. It's like, I'm not, you know, a lot of guys, okay. Get a lot of different messages sent to me. A lot of different things said to me. And what keeps me apprehensive is because of prior experiences with these guys that don't want to grow up. I'm trying not to cuss. These guys that don't want to grow up, and it's like you start hearing the same thing over and over and over again. And it's anybody out there, okay, I feel like this. Do you know there's more to me than what you see? Okay.
Right.
I mean, do you really want to get to know me? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to get to know me, or you just want to admire, you know, and fantasize about the outward appearance? Because if that's all you want, then say that and go on about your business, because you know I'm not about it. But you don't get a choice these days. You know what I mean? Everybody's coming with their little head game playing until they meet somebody that's got head game too, and then they're going to like it. So, there is no specific age. I'm like, maybe 60s and 70s and 50s, 40s,
Lord.
30s, child, please, they still talk, even in their 20s. And it's pretty much the same. Not saying that it's all of them, but it's just too much sideways shit coming at me. And I'm like, is anybody mature? Oh, yeah. You know?
Right.
Every time I get ready to show just a slight bit of interest, here comes the bullshit. Because when I start showing a little bit of interest, that's when I start, you know, letting just a little bit of my wall down. You know, just let them in just a tiny bit. And they turn around and just do some similar silly shit. And I do bring it up. I bring it to light. I say, you know, blah, blah, blah. I talk about it. But and another thing, you know what pisses
it's
me off? You know where I'm getting, you know where I'm getting ready to go, right? Yeah. Why do people think that it's okay to ghost someone for a couple of months?
Oh, please.
Then come back, talk, you know what I mean? The verbal game is on point, and then disappear again. Think it's okay to come back again. Where do the, I mean, what is that about? My thing, I'm like this. I'm done. I give you one chance, and I talk to you. See, that's my issue. I talk to you, and I let you know, and I give you one chance to fuck it up after that. You fuck that up, and you turn around and you do the same bullshit again, I'm good. Don't send me no more love songs. Don't text me no more. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it because you've proven to me that you're not reliable. I can't trust you to be there. You keep playing this game with me like I'm some little girl or something. I don't want it. I don't want it. Go on.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't angry. Just go. Hello.
Yeah. But you know what else, too? It's disappointing because you let down your guard just a tiny bit and allow someone to see the inner you. Right.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, that they disappointed you. You're like, really?
Yep.
Really, though?
Yeah.
All you had to do was say what your situation is and either I'm sorry or can you handle it. At least give me the option to choose. I want to be someone's choice, not an option. Like you just opt to call me or you opt to text me at any time you want to, but wait a minute, I can't call you?
No.
He goes with your voicemail or whatever. Then you know, here you are texting. Oh, I didn't hear the phone. Yes, you did. So something's up. But guess what, Diva? I got new ink.
I hear that.
I got new ink.
I hear that. Well, I can't wait to hear it because I know it's delicious.
It's blunt.
I know it's delicious.
Blunt.
Your pieces are always blunt, honey. Yours is very, very deliberate and, like, very intentional.
Right.
So guess what,
that's because I write like I talk. I write like I talk.
When your intentional self is ready, the mic is yours.
Be intentional. Thank you. This piece is untitled. The games people play, it's a shame. I like you. You like me, but I'm not your choice. You treat me like an option, texting whenever or sending me a song. I'm so disappointed because you're so busy, you have no time for me. People find the time for what they think is important. When I say, before you touch me, get to know me, I mean it. Because I come complete. I don't have to compare myself to anyone. And I refuse to sell myself to prove my worth. Get to know me. Don't play games. See, people want my body and some love my mind, but I don't play games. I've been alone for so long. Celibacy has been my friend for over a year. And as I'm highly sexual, freak flag flying high, I loathe being without someone for me. Little things mean a lot. If you call me, speak to me often. Tell me about your day. Be interested in mine. Me questions. Seeing me one day, then dating. You could be loving me, freaking me, being the other half of me, and the rest of my life in my world. And that's that piece.
You know what? You said it all. You said it all.
I did.
You said it all. You meant that shit, too.
Right. I mean, the first song comes to my mind is Bobby Womack, If You Think You're Lonely Now. I'm like, man. So that's what that was all about.
Girl, I love that piece. I really, really love that piece. Damn, I wish I'd have wrote something. I wish I'd have written something for the show, but I'm about to get mushy on y'all and read this piece to you. I really wish I'd have went a different way. Now that you done fit your piece like that, I can't compete with it. But it's all right.
Girl, come on. You know you got it.
All right. Here goes the mushy.
This is called. When you're ready for munchies, the mic is yours.
Thank you.
I'm delivering your munchie.
Thank you. All right. This is called His Oasis. He loves looking in her windows just past that perfectly frame that holds them, because she has an extensive library in them. And that is where he discovers her. He pulled her out where she was drowning in sorrow and taught her how to feel the rain so she could dance in a storm. His words speak so beautifully to her soul, she almost forgets to breathe. Creativity that flows from his heart through his pen to paper are like a gentle breeze picking up each lock of her hair. He told her that all he wants to do is heal her. And she loves his version of the story of her body. A gentleness and soft words when he needed healing replay in his mind when he is away from her, as he craves a pinch of her attention. So writing about tasting her comes with ease. She loves him. He is her earth. And she is his oasis. That's that piece.
Ooh. That was nice. You said, I got stuck on the line. Was it he loved her version? He loved his, you love his version of her body or something like that? What was that?
She loves his version of the story of her body.
Ah. Right. Yes, yes, yes. That part. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 Diva. I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
Well, shall we open up the mic?
Yeah, we shall.
You know, this poet is becoming one of my favorites now. He's moving up the ladder. No, I'm just joking. There's no ladder, but I tell you, he really tells a story, and I finally found that word. It's called a griot, G-R-I-O-T, and it's like a person that goes from place to place to place telling stories in prose or in poetry or spoken words, something like that. Yeah, yes, yes, yeah. So. Let's bring him in. All right.
Okay. Can we address him as his other name tonight, or are we just keeping it to ourselves?
I don't know. He didn't give me he didn't give me any clarification on that. Hello,
okay.
How are you?
Good evening, Ms. VIP, La Perla Negra. How y'all queens doing tonight?
We trying to decide whether we can call you that other name or not. At least I want to. We'll wait until we hear your piece, and then we can determine whether or not you are.
There you go. There you go.
Right now.
Oh, boy. Okay. Diva, show love.
All right. Well, Joe, what is your intent for the rest of your life? You don't seem the kind that plays games. You know, we can tell that from your poetry, but what would you like for the rest of your life on this side?
Oh, man. Well, you know, like, I got more, I get less time ahead of me than I do behind me, that sort of thing. So,
Right.
You know, really ain't got time for it because, you know, I've seen a lot, done a lot, you know, I had my fun and all that, you know, mistakes and all that, but, you know, I ain't got time for it. Right now, my peace of mind is the main thing for me. If I'm comfortable, if I'm happy, then right. that's all that matters to me.
You exactly. I like that.
I hear that.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't understand the games at this age. You understand what I'm saying? Like, anytime after 45, I'm like, wait a minute now. When, or even after 40, when does this end? You know, you're still ghosting people. You're still benching people. What the hell? We ain't got time for that if you don't want us to say so. But you can't have your cake and ice cream and the cherry on top, too. Okay.
That's right. The whipped cream around. What do you think this is?
Oh, Lord. Not the whipped cream.
Yes, girl. I'm
let me stop. I hear y'all. I definitely hear y'all. You know, like I said, I ain't got time for it, you know, my years of pursuit are over. You know, if something happens, you come in my way. I'm not pursuing nothing.
I hear that.
Wow.
I'll
fool
you on that one. That's right.
Wow. It's funny how this it turns around because. If I'm interested in a certain person, I'm just going to go, look, I'm interested in you, okay? What you got going on? Do I need to be aware of something? Let me know if you feel the same. If you don't feel the same, then I'm okay. For real, I'm okay.
You
ain't got the lie cream. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right. You know. It's like, I mean, it's true, though. I mean, look, I never played games. I was raised in a household where games never needed to be played. Mm-hmm. And then when I was out on my own, I got my heart broken a couple of times because I didn't know the game. Now I could sniff out a game in, like, within 5 minutes. I can sniff it right out. Maybe three. Because I'm just that good now.
Yeah, back in my days, I mean, you know, I always came straight for it, you know, cards on the table for the break.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to call that a game, then that was my game, but that was my modus operandi. I'm coming to you with all the facts you made up the break. If you want to deal, you deal or you don't. Simple as that. You know, you already know. Ain't no guessing game. Ain't no somebody told you about something else that I done told you.
That's how I get it.
That is so true. You know what somebody had the nerve to tell me? He was like, yeah, I like you, but I ain't got time to get, you know, and you and all that kind of stuff. Hey, let's just get to getting. I'm like, excuse me?
No.
No,
hell
sir.
No.
Before you touch me, you will get to know me first.
That's right. And you can go on and do whatever the hell you doing. But you're not getting none of
right.
this.
Right, you ain't going to touch
me. I'm
ready. Right.
I got other intentions.
No time for what? Yeah, really, no time for what? Trying to get
no
to know me?
No time for what,
you
right.
Serious?
Right.
No.
Well,
no.
It's time for you to go ahead and kick rocks, baby, because I'm not with it. No, you got time to climb between my legs, but you don't have time to get to know me. How that sound?
Exactly.
How did that sound? Well,
we didn't
do that. No, I ain't playing that kind of game. I'm not. I'm sorry. Not at this age. No. I deserve certain. I'm telling you, I deserve certain things, or I will disappear on y'all, swim right on away from here. The Pisces in me will be off into the deep blue sea somewhere doing some other shit. Okay.
Right.
All right.
You'll see
my
bubble. It's like, if you tell me straight up what it is, then at least give me the option to say yes or no. Okay?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Because I could be a freak of the week, too, if I want to. I could be the freak of the week if I want to.
I am every woman. I ain't playing with it. But if you can't earn it, you can't respect it, well, you just going to miss out then. Shit.
Exactly.
But trust me, I'm the prize, baby.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm playing with it. I'm
so what
to
you got for
it.
Us,
Joe,
for tonight? Yeah.
Yeah, I got a little something called the claim of games.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. All right, now.
Mike is yours.
All right. acclaim of games. It's not a game if it doesn't go your way. Such a shame when you say I'm playing head games. But hey, you study psychology. But have you studied my microbiology? You remember those little things you were swallowing? Now you're hollering, why? You knew the type of man I was that first night. My thrills, what chills and excites me. You're the one who invited me. We sampled each other's pleasure at our leisure. You cried when I had to leave you. Separated on a night after I seized you. Child, please. I suffered as well, but saw little need to tell you. Over 20 calls a day just to say, hey, are you okay? Is that not caring or sharing a little piece of my heart? You were blessed with the art of a conversationalist. I was blessed with the mind of a sexologist. I asked what you were into. And the past that you've been through, now I ask you, where's this game I'm playing supposed to be? We've shared our history of lovers and horror stories, most of them. Remember that toast to them? We ghosted them so we could be free of comparisons. Nary a disparaging word. Head games are not what you're saying. You're not saying anything is your head game. Silent suckers of emotion. Is living just for living? We can't go back to the act if, in fact, the fact was an act. I, the all-forgiving. Are we just people, or is there really something more to be found? I'm at that age when half my age has no appeal. 10 years of separation, I can deal with some zeal. Who got time for a retired hoe? Yeah, I thought so. If by my telling you this, it's a head game on my part, your claim of games is strictly on you. Yo, even if I was looking, I'm not in the frame of mind, even for a bottom feeder. The gall of some people thinking they could read you. What you feed me, I feed you. Is that childish? Is that not getting your wish? You can want, but I can't want. Shit. Who's playing the head game here? You claim fame from head game. The best I hear. It's best I clear the air. If she got sexy legs, then I'm like, come here. Let me whisper in your ear, in your sphere of consciousness. Would you like it better if I called you less? Cartilage stiffens with the right tone. I might be up for a phone bone. Just don't accuse me of playing head games because I made you groan. That's French for come. And if you were drenched by phone, I never did a parlez-vous fiancé. I polish you with wordplay. If you let my imagination run away with you, today was a good day. And if by chance my words got to your heart, that's not a head game, my beloved. That's art. So I'm maintaining and staying frosty. Bipolar attitudes can become quite costly. Inbox me, call me. Let's trade voices. I'll hold yours while you're coughing. The only head games played here is when your own words build your coffin. Come on, peace. Thank you.
Wow.
What?
I don't know where to start. I really don't know where to start.
Look.
He's like, hell, you invited me.
Wait. He said, I never probably woo Beyonce. I don't speak Beyonce. Damn.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Yes. Wow. You know, you revealed a lot. Yeah, you revealed a lot that you were a conversationalist. And, Dag, mm-hmm. It doesn't count if I call the checkup to see how you doing. He's a two-month,
right.
Wow. Okay. I mean, yeah. Some women like me, and I'm sure like my diva, we like the little things, you know? They mean a lot.
I love the morning text. I love the phone call throughout the day. I love the just because. You want to pick up the phone and hear my voice.
You say
that's
the phone
right.
Bone.
The
did you really say the phone
it, well, it can be, it, yo, oh yes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Mm. Sometimes mm-hmm. the universe will send you the right person at the wrong damn time. It's okay. That test right there. That's a hard test to pass. Well,
mm-hmm.
I had muted myself and was eating a pretzel and almost choked me. You said, I don't probably move for y'all. I was like, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute. What? Oh, my gosh. So that was so good. I loved it.
That was dynamite. Yeah.
Oh, man, it was just right on topic. It was perfect. I loved
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Wow.
I appreciate you, Claire. I appreciate you.
Look, we appreciate you. I don't know what to call a love lounge or not. I think I'm just going to keep it there. But there's some candlelight, some biscuits, and some libations just for you in the shade.
Oh, the ambiance.
Just lay back and enjoy. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got
the ambiance.
You know, our bartender is the best, and so is our chef.
Yeah.
So whatever you want, we got.
There you go.
All right, Joe. One love, one night. Thank you so much.
One love, one night, girl. Night. Now, thank y'all. Thank you all for the platform. We appreciate you having me.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Diva,
what the hell, man? Wait a minute. Pauly Vu's fiance.
I never Pauly Vu fiance.
You know what? That's the best line tonight, I bet. It's going to be funny. That's going to make me chuckle every time I think about it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's funny because those are actually two words that I understand.
No. Now, that's funny. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Diva, let's bring in the next caller, shall we? Mm-mm-mm, that's
all right.
Funny.
All right. Yes.
Area code 518 on the Love Zone. Welcome. Who do we have on the mic?
Peace and love, Queens. How you doing?
Hey.
Hello.
How are you going?
What's going on with you?
I'm doing good. One of you may recognize my voice. I'm not a spoken word artist, but I do perform with UGC. Most people know me as Brother Darryl.
Okay.
Okay, for the War Council. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh,
okay.
Wonderful.
All right.
Nice to have you. Nice to have you on.
Wow, this is a treat. Okay.
I know, right?
Oh, can I ask him a question?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, you have something to say?
Huh? I do.
Okay.
Let me read this for you real quick, if I could.
Okay.
An aggressive, emotionally unavailable person might come on strong declaring, I love you, before they even know you. They want to proceed with sex without an intimate connection to support. A passive, emotionally unavailable person might keep the pace of the relationship so slow, you'll feel like you are in the get-to-know-you phase for the entire life of the relationship. As you read through the signs listed, whether passive or aggressive, dating or long-term, foundationally, all emotional unavailability is anchored in self-protection. I think sometimes that when we're in our 40s or 50s, what is perceived as games or playing games is actually a condition. I think sometimes these conditions are things that people have not dealt with, you know, over the course of their life. And you may get in a relationship and get out of one and get in one and get out of one and claim that you have healed, but you have a condition that you probably suffered with through since childhood. And that causes it to come off as games. But, you know, the thing about it is I was talking to my mentor this weekend, and he said to me, he said, the problem with you Scorpio is that you take things personal, and when you take things personal, it robs you of the ability to look at what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I struggle.
And so you going in and out?
Why people play games. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm on the road. Can you hear me good now?
Okay. Yeah.
Hello?
There you go again. Yeah, Gary, you're still going in and out a little bit.
Oh, you should hear me better now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I guess what I was saying was is that I struggle to not take games as being personal, but to understand why people do what they do, because it's usually something that they're struggling with is a condition. So me, I'm going to be 50 this year. I'm 49. I've run into a lot of women that say they don't want to play games. And I've laid out, just like you, Queen, said, what I want and what my situation is. And my mentor always laughs at me when I go to this.
There you go.
Does not mean they're not still going to try to run their agenda. And so sometimes people have an agenda based on a condition, and even though you lay out exactly who you are, what you want, they still going to try to push that agenda. And I think that finding that person and finding a healthy situation is really contingent upon us knowing enough to know what we don't want and spotting it a mile away. So that's why I kind of laid out the emotionally unavailable, the passive and the aggressive side, because I think sometimes we don't realize that. There's been many times somebody said they love me very early. And then there's been many times they said get to know me, and it seemed like we was running the marathon getting to know each other.
Yeah.
But these are two different sides of the coin. So I guess that's just what I wanted to add to this story.
Okay. All right. I have to agree with a lot of what you were saying. I never looked at it that way before. But people can become conditioned to a certain behavior and a certain lifestyle, a certain way of dealing with a particular situation. So thank you for that. Never looked at it that way, but I think you're right.
No doubt.
Oh yeah.
I still think there's something going on, though. I mean, even if you're emotionally unavailable, then why not just say, "Hey, I got something going on right now, but I like you," and give me the choice. Still.
But how do you know if you got that condition, sis, and you never addressed it? How do you know? It's almost like an undiagnosed mental illness. You understand?
True,
you don't even know
true.
You're emotionally unavailable. There, I'll be very vulnerable.
Wow.
Wow.
As a person in the midst of astrology, I know that my Mars is in Aquarius, my Venus is in Scorpio. Mars is how you love, Venus is how you want to be loved. Aquarius can be very emotionally unavailable because it's an air sign, it's very detachable. What I find is there's certain parts of me that I thought was available that are not available. And it took for me to get into certain situations and get out of those situations and look at it and say, damn, I could have gave myself a little bit more in that situation, but you just don't be knowing.
Right.
So it's not always sinister. It's not always, you know, a person means to be
cut
bad, or they mean to be exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like it's more nuanced than that because, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes serial killers don't even realize that what they're doing is wrong because they're mentally insane. We all mm-hmm. have a certain level of what they call insanity, especially black people living in the world of North America. So I mm-hmm. think that sometimes we don't even really know we being emotionally unavailable at certain levels. We think that because one of the things this book talks about is you think you being emotionally available because you give out certain surface levels of vulnerability, but are you mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. vulnerable at the depth? And that's the question.
Right.
When people peel
right.
back your layers, are you still hiding?
Right, right.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, this
okay.
ain't
yeah.
jumping
it,
on this call to defend all the game players. I'm just saying
yeah.
that. I'm just giving another point of view, another side of it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I dig that.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you. I appreciate that. You know, and
yeah,
it's a shame because it leads a lot of people that act like that. It leads them to leaving you breadcrumbs, you know. And
yep,
you always have a choice of whether or not you're going to continue to deal with that person in that capacity. But
mm-hmm.
it's a shame because it takes something to, like, almost devastate that person for them to understand what they're doing and to wake up.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Indeed.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. Look, let me just say
oh,
this
boy.
Real quickly. I do domestic violence class with brothers who are released from prison, whether it's from parole,
right.
probation, CPS, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times this we don't be looking past the person to look at their situation, their condition. Where did you come from before you met me? Because
mm-hmm.
if
right.
you was in a lockdown situation for so many years, what did you have to do? You had to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So does your mind really know the difference between protecting yourself against a person that wants you to do harm in jail or your loved one? Sometimes it doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So that
mm-hmm.
dude could really think that he's giving himself to you. But what I found by dealing with these brothers in a close, intimate sentiment that setting, that nobody else is looking at, that when they begin to open up, they really don't know. They can't shut off their defense mechanism. That's just one level of it. You can get somebody that's come back from a war. You can get somebody that's come back from
yeah.
like a very high poverty situation.
Yeah.
We don't be looking past
mm-hmm.
people, look at their condition. We just be like, yo, they playing games. And we don't realize a lot of black people come from some really fucked up situations.
You got that right.
Absolutely. You're right about
you got that.
That
right. Anyway,
you're right about that. Mm. Man.
I just wanted to jump on this call because and support my own girl from
yeah.
War Council, Danielle.
That's what's up. Thank you. That's what's up. Definitely. I
Look,
appreciate
we,
that.
And,
definitely.
So.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Have a great night, Queen.
Wow.
You too.
All right,
too.
Thank you so much.
Night.
No doubt.
Dang. Wait a minute. I love him, but I don't love him because he got me thinking. I mean, it's like, dang.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I never
oh, yeah.
thought about that angle. Oh,
that's
man.
What I'm saying. I didn't think about it like that before, but now, you know,
yeah.
that puts me
yeah.
in a different, that gives me a different perspective on
yeah, absolutely.
That
absolutely.
Particular human behavior. You know, I think
mm-hmm.
that's what's up. All right. I think we need a station identification break. We haven't had one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Take your sex off.
Wow. You know, Diva, I think we can do the lineup, too. What do you think?
Sure, sure.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the weekly lineup for the Get Down is for the rest of the week. Tomorrow night is the Get Down with Poetic and J-Rob, the Wise Son. And then Friday, we have Renaissance Poetry with the host Keith Eric. On Saturday night, we will have Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. On Sunday, we hope to have church once more in the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspirations and Poetic. Monday night, we are back in the Neo Soul Cafe with For Real, the Poet, Perla Negra, with Essentially Johnny and Poetic, all up in the house. On Tuesday, I do believe there is a war council, and that will be hosted by Mojave. And that, we will be back in the Love Zone next Wednesday. So that is the lineup, Diva.
Thank you very much. That was very nice. Yes, I'm excited.
Thank you.
I'm always excited.
How about we have a little bit of music? Absolutely, because Dawu got me thinking. Dagnabbit.
He will say something.
He does. He really
that,
does.
Put it on your brain. And I appreciate that.
Yes.
I really do. You know how I am.
I do too. Because this might change a little thing, you know. It might change my perspective after all.
That's what I'm talking
yeah.
about. That's what I'm talking about. But mm-hmm. how about I do this real quick? How about I do this?
Absolutely. Sure.
Take everything you have for free. What's this really cost? Or just calm yourself, or stay still for once. Lose my atmosphere, I'm just floating on stars that turn.
Wow, I like that song, When We Collide.
Yeah. A beautiful disaster. I love this part right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Diva, guess who is next on the mic?
Mm-hmm. One of our favorite New York joints. Yeah.
Boy, have mercy. Mavi, hello.
Hey,
what's going on? Man, we up in here chilling. Welcome to the Love Zone. What's going on with you, Mr. Busy Man?
I'm doing triple duty. What
do you call you, Iron Man? Triple duty. Okay.
You always on triple duty.
Shoot, call me Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. I wish I was on it like that. That'd be great. I say that one good time. My duty, please that booty. It's not gonna work out.
Oh my
lord! I sailed it through. I threw the Hail Mary. It went nowhere. Yes.
Lord, no, thank you.
Went nowhere. crashed and burned.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Please don't whisper.
You always wait for tomorrow.
Like, what happened?
Stuff and job. Mm-hmm.
You said what?
I said, you always come on our show, shucking and jabbing.
Listen. I feel very comfortable, and I cut up. I don't cut up as much as I was cutting up yesterday, but I mean, you know.
But we have fun.
Sure, you cutting up?
But I had to, listen, you had to cut. Look, I had to do something.
Right.
It was cold press. There's a lot of cold press going on.
I can't.
You know, somebody go look up. They be like, "What the hell is cold? Why did they keep saying cold press?
Oh Lord,
what the hell is that?"
Right?
Listen, I'm gonna get a T-shirt. I'm gonna tell Dave. I'm like, "Yo, Dave, make me a shirt that says cold press on it.
And make sure
you put hands on each side of it."
Oh, you know.
With
him, oh,
put
Lord.
Cold press
oh,
between
my
hands.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Shit.
I'm going to calm myself down now.
I'm
sitting
well,
here. I'm on Clubhouse. I'm on Clubhouse
right.
while I'm talking to y'all.
I got you.
Doing the show.
Yeah.
Rocking out, you know.
You.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I had to come support my favorite Philly Jones. My favorite Philly
that's
Jones.
That's what's up.
I'm telling you, I was going to say some other stuff. We can't say it online, but I was going to say, Miss Good Collarbones and the good collarbones and the idiot be idiot.
I cannot. The idiot be idiot. He is a mess.
I believe there's some questions that we're supposed to answer tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Malabi,
you
go ahead.
So what?
You getting? You asking?
Okay. Now that you are in your 40s, past your 40s and 50s, I don't know exactly how old you are, Malabi, but you're at that age.
I'm at Bidwist age. So let's be clear. I'm Bidwist age.
I don't play Bidwist. So I don't know anything about it.
But you play spades?
Of course.
Yeah,
yes, I'm learning some spades now. Don't get me started.
All right,
I've never
now
played
that we're
talking about. All right, let me ask a question. Now, I think my call dropped. Now, how does it say? Do you still play games at 40 and 50 years old? How do you handle getting into a relationship? Are you straight up about it when you get into it, what your intentions are, or do you just, you know, let things happen naturally and don't say anything, see where it's going to go without pinpointing, you know, what you want or how you are actually?
Let me just lay down and just get comfortable. I'm going to get my therapist couch real quick. Grab my covers. Get snuggly. Okay. Let's answer this question. Just get comfortable with answering the answers. Okay, listen. If I was going to do that, number one, because I know what it's like to be married to a shit. It's toxic. It's motherfucking shit. And fuck your whole life up. And fuck everybody.
I'm sensing anger.
Because of those things, you know, I just had to whisper
anger.
That. Because of those things, I'm going to be accused, you know, Mercury retrograde is 2 days from now, so, you know, we don't put too much of that into the air. But because I know what that is, so... I'm more of a wait and see. Let's check this out. Let's go. Let's walk. you know, let's not run. I don't care about draws. I'm not thirsty. You know, unless I'm thirsty, then I'll tell you I'm thirsty, but I'm never thirsty. So, you know, some people, they just be like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, if that's all you got to offer, go stand in the corner. see your ass in the corner. Coochie does not a relationship make. Ha, Yoda. Anyway.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to look at everything else, because when you get to a certain point in life, you know, it's not just about, you know, how many times you can get hot and sweaty, make it breathe, get the cold press, all that crazy stuff. That's, you know, that's limited. That's everything else. You know, you can have a significant portion of yourself, but you ain't supposed to be having sex all that much. You're supposed to conserve your energy, because, you know, your energy's got to be a certain thing. You can't not. It starts to deplete the life force if you try to do it too much. So, you know, I'd rather, you know.
I'd like to experience that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, but you know, you build the more that you think. So you have to build not a soul tie, but an interdependency that everything else is happening. So some people, they come at it and they just do goofy shit. They carry all the stuff from their past relationships and they bring it out and they say, here, let me dump it all out. And let's do laundry. And you'd be like, fuck no, that's a lot of laundry and I ain't got enough soap. Later. Anyway, but you don't do that.
I cannot.
But, you know, you said what?
I said I cannot. Keep going.
So I think it's more or less, it's what you're willing to discover and what you're willing to build. And then those things take time. And when you take your time, you find that things grow. You know, the longer you take, the stronger things are, the better things are.
Cool.
So some people are in there. So some people still, you know, they're playing dick games or coochie games, whichever one. And they be like, yo, my coochie or my penis is so valuable and everybody wants it and blah, blah, blah. Here's a picture because it's great. And they be like, the person be like,
oh,
you, I ain't soliciting this shit. Well, you know, because some people in this day and age, at their age, still feel if they send a penis picture or something, it's going to automatically make you fall down and be like, oh, let me worship at the great altar of penis or coochie or anything else. And look how wet it is. And I'm like, yes, but you have to understand that these pictures are circulated. You're not even the first. It's not even fun. Holler at me on this. Anyway. People get upset. They circulate. I'm not sure. Listen, it's a circulation of a former penis pictures. People may not even get that excited anymore. You just don't know. You could be getting cockfished or sexfished and make you believe that someone is going to give you great sex.
Oh,
and it's not. And it's just whack. And they'd be like, yo,
he's
I just gave you the best 3 minutes of your entire life. You know,
oh,
crazy. But it can happen. I'm just saying.
You're
our
right.
Good
you're
guys
absolutely
just
right. You're absolutely right.
You know, you're just saying anything else is going on. You know, but everything else is good. You know, friendships are set on fire. People that really are into what people is true attraction through the mind as opposed to the body. You know, because when the mind and the soul connects, you know, the body just resonates completely differently. You get a whole new vibe.
Yeah, you're right.
So, right.
You know.
Right.
So when people do it, it's like, you know, the problem is right now, technically, if we really think about it, there's not enough guys. And warrior classes of men are being taken out. They're being put in prison. They're being doing all this stuff. There's not enough men to fit all the bills. So, like, so a lot of times you got people who they'll just, you'd be like, okay, well, listen, sis, he ain't yours. He's mine, too. Share.
there is that mindset that is out
there's a bunch of different things, but all of these things happen depending on how certain people is. You know, one of my friends who's a very successful attorney in a certain part of the South, right? He's never going to get married again. He's never going to do it. He's going to stay as singles for as long as he can stand it. Because
now,
he doesn't
that,
feel like he
you
wants
you think
to,
that's a game or that's just my choice?
No, it's
you,
not.
I mean,
it's not a game. No, that, it's not a game
it's
for
not
him.
A game.
That's his truth. That's his truth.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, you know, he's like, he rejects the notion that his life is about finding someone that he can have sex with that just settles down and makes him comfortable, that he has to constantly do all these things for just on the sake of marriage. When he'd rather find someone who's equally into him, not because of what he owns and what he possesses and the things that he has, that really like him for him. You know, so
absolutely.
He finds himself dealing with women who are completely six figures and better, who are doing all these other things. But as much money as they made, all the independents, like he's like, they still want somebody that they can kiss. They still want to be close to someone. You know, they still want all of these different things that are not available to him. So some people think that he's playing a game. He's like, nah. He's like, he said, you know, princesses kiss frogs. He said, I just kiss princesses.
Okay.
You know.
I mean, so let me sum this up sort of kinda, okay? So the thing is, it's just more than a physical thing. It's a mind thing as well. And if you can't stimulate the mind, how do you expect the rest of the body to follow? Okay? And I got that. So you won't be married anymore. You don't. Do you want to remarry, Mojave? Would you remarry?
Well, first of all, don't be asking my business online so you can hold this to me and somebody go back and remember that. That's number one. And be asking me questions unless it's a personal question for you to ask me. I strongly advise you to ask me back, Kendall. Don't be putting my business. Let me stop.
Oh, that's him. Go ahead.
I'm really serious for a second.
Okay.
Listen, I'll say this. I'm a marriage dude. I believe that I could flourish fully in the right situation, because I was built for it. Mm-hmm. And it's not because it's something that I believe that you know, this is what this is. I just think that when you're connected, you're connected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the connection and the soul and the spirit with intelligence dictates the greatness of love.
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, that's what it is. And so that can be achieved through matrimony, but it has to be equal portions. Like what really, like, care for me, not to exalt me, not to anything, but care. The idea of caring about everything that happens to me. And then it makes it easy for me to care. And then when you have two people caring, then that's a lot of things that happen. You know, some people, they've been through so much shit that they just can't help just to goof off and say stuff and anything else. And you just got to catch the moment and see what's happening. But the love, the connection, you know, the intelligence, the wit, the exchange. You know, bodies grow old, you know.
Absolutely.
Yes, they
do. Grows old, but conversation never changes.
Right.
And, you know, especially when you honey to me, you can talk somebody into sex. Let me stop joking. drip. Anyway, that's where I'm at.
All right, bud. So, where's your piece? Because I know you got something for us.
Why y'all always expecting something? All right, I ain't calling here, but like, yo.
We expect something because we know you're going to give us something.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to beat these people from Postmates, but they took some more money from me. I thought I canceled that.
Oh, my.
Man, the Postmates people, they be robbing you, man. They was like, yeah.
Make sure you get the material.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Let me see. No, I was going to do filthy, but we're not going to do filthy. No filthy. Let me see. No. Yes. Wait. Nope, that's too filthy. Hold on, I got something. I'm trying to find something that's real nice and poignant. No, let me see. I think, wait a second. Oh, no, not going to do that. I did that already. Let me try this one. Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Whenever you're ready.
Just tell me when to go.
The mic is yours. The mic is yours.
All right. I want to beg you for a kiss. Hope that when we press our lips, butterflies will appear like there will be a cartoon-like bubble that's filled with love, some hyperbole on swole that depicts the feeling that when I'm with you or around you, or some magical effect pops out, rocks out like a soundtrack telling you the mood of this scene. And I dream this way. The sweetness of you saying that love takes sway, immediate and effective. My perspective becomes beautiful, like a painting by Kehinde Wiley. My wiles be riled up. Your eyes waterfall, warmth, the smile becomes a hug. Predictably, the shadow of my desire is illuminated by love. Imagine my mind being filled to the brim with you because you pour out good intentions and more. Growing my heart from the ceiling to the floor. Touch me with your words and watch me bow in grace. How my drum changes pace as it learns to beat djembes to the rhythm of you. Paul.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Say that first line again, please.
I want to beg you for a kiss.
Oh,
hope
God.
That.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Hoping, wait, you want to beg you? What is it? Beg you?
Beg you
B-E-G?
For a kiss, yeah. B-E-G,
okay,
beg.
I couldn't
like, please,
hear
baby,
very
baby,
well.
Baby,
okay.
Please. Please, baby, 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 please.
Oh, please don't beg like that.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. That's not my beg. That's not an effective beg. That's not effective. It's not effective.
It's repellent,
it's
actually.
No, if somebody does that, I strongly advise them. You need to check their lips for cold sores. Anyway.
Oh, God.
I
cannot.
That.
Lord have mercy, I cannot.
Oh, God. That piece, man. Right along with your other pieces is beautiful. Oh, it don't matter which way you bring it. Your pieces are just amazing. You are an amazing poet. Man, oh, man. I love that.
Amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I receive that.
Yes, you should. Yes, absolutely. Diva, what you got to say about that piece?
It's always outstanding with him. And it's always, what I do, I find that with Joe, the mind verbal dancer, I find with Javi, John, and Van, I have to sit back and close my eyes and listen. And then every time Javi finishes, I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, swoon worthy. Yeah, I call it swoon
you
worthy.
You are swoon worthy, my friend.
They do
yes,
that.
Yes.
Their poetry does that to you, definitely. It makes you, like, be taken aback, like,
Wait a minute, you ain't got the bed? Very nice.
Hold your pins up.
Very nice. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I cannot. Yep.
She knows. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right,
Hans.
All right.
I was going to say, get back to your triple duty and maybe now double after us. And thank you so much. One love, one mind.
One love, one mic.
All right. Wow. Ooh, so wrong. I forgot to ask him what was going on in the Epiphany Universe, but Lord have mercy.
Yep.
I do know it's
sure
important. I know. I'm so sorry. I suppose I could see.
Ask him real quick.
All right, real quick. So what's happening for next week? We're doing We're doing War Council next week, and the topic is emotional PTSD and energy vampires. Do you know one?
Wow.
Do you know motherfuckers that should be sucking all the energy and life out of the room when they come into it, and they just be bothering you and just taking all kinds of things from you, and they just be depending on you emotionally and just messing stuff up, and that people just put you in situations that every time you see them, you feel like you're just going through PTSD? That's what we're talking about on War Council next week. Here in the Vivi Radio Universe. Make sure to check everything else out there. Come bring your experience to everything else. Realize that this is all protected by First Amendment, first free speech. Do not apply anything that's happened. It's just opinion. Do not make it this. Don't come to us for litigation. We're just going to tell you how it goes. What happens with us is opinion. Whatever you decide to apply is what you apply. That's what it is. Thank y'all so much. Bless y'all. Good night. Thank you for having us on the Love Zone. Thank you to our Susan Lee Johns, La Perla Negra, and Miss VIP. Thank you. We appreciate it. And I'm going back to doing the Nicky Sucker Buck.
I can't.
Can you mute him?
But he's our best. We love him.
Yes, we love him to death. Yes,
you
we do.
We love him.
Crazy, yeah.
We have to keep him. Lord, we got to keep him.
I'm keeping him. I'm keeping it.
Oh.
I'm going to definitely keep him, yeah.
We'll keep him, huh? Oh, my goodness. I think. Yeah. You know what? You know what, Diva? It's time to take our socks off.
Oh, okay.
This is Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany. Baby.
Baby.
Have mercy.
Yeah.
You know what, Diva? This topic got me really, really thinking now. Darn that Dawoo. But I love him too. I really listened to him, and dang nabbit, you know, he really got me wondering. Should I wait a minute, baby love? Before you even kiss me, where were you before me? What were you doing before me that I came into? Where were you? So now it's gonna be the Great Inquisition. Like, where you been? What you been on? Who was it?
Oh, I love it.
Can you prove that? You got some doctor paper? You know, I'm like,
wow.
Darn Dawoo got me thinking. He really does.
Yeah, he does that.
There's too much thinking.
Stimulation.
There's too much thinking. Yeah, okay.
Too much thinking.
You know what?
Too much thinking.
And you know what? It makes me want to like I'll probably be trying to write some ink on this, but even after the show, when I know right well I get my beauty sleep, but I might stay up because words are forming in my head. And
okay.
I do thank him for that. So Dawoo, I mean, I know you dropped, but Lord, if you're listening online or still listening, I thank you. My goodness.
Come
on, dear.
Stimulated my
mental.
Mm-hmm.
Put my mind up.
Yeah. Got you thinking.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah, he really did. He really did. All right.
Good
well, Diva, shall we bring in the next poet?
We shall. Right.
Hey, Danae, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
Jay, what it do?
It does everything it should do.
I know that's right.
You know what, Jay?
Sunday.
Yeah, you somehow. But you know what? I just wanted to honestly compliment you on Monday night. I heard your piece. It was excellent. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, VIP. Thank you so much, VIP.
You're welcome.
All them pieces was magnificent. And, I mean, they were just perfect for each individual. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what? I learned a lot from y'all that day. I learned a lot from y'all that day. There were some things I didn't know about my poems until I heard y'all read them. Sometimes poets make gaps in their writing. They bridge them in their minds, but it's actually not coming across in their writings. And y'all helped me to see that I will do that. And you know what? I've seen other people do it. I'm like, why is he doing this? And I'm like, oh, crap, I'm doing it too. I gave y'all some difficult pieces without no background on them. So y'all did an excellent job despite that. That showed y'all professionalism.
Oh, I loved them, man. The piece was awesome.
All right.
Jay,
how y'all doing tonight? Go ahead.
We're fine. We're doing. But I was just there are some poets who tend to jump. They'll jump around and then come back in line. And sometimes in the middle, you're like, what did he say? Oh, I'm lost.
Right.
And then they come right back on track to where they were, and you're like, aha. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
But
right, bring it all together.
But your piece on Monday, I was like, yeah, yo, Clint, I appreciate that. So
I appreciate y'all too, VIP.
Do you have the question or do I have the question?
You got the question.
All right, Justin. You know what? In keeping in... Well, in the realm that you're married, maybe beforehand that you got married, did you play the games or were you just straight up? And then what is your intent to, grow old and, because, you can't play no games. You can if you want to, but I don't think you will.
Right.
But what is your intent for the rest of your life?
From the beginning, I feel that if a man does this, then a woman should reciprocate this way and vice versa for both of them. And as long as you're doing that, then everything will work out right. But the reality is you might mess with somebody who is moving at a different rate at that time. And you go all in. And this person right here is playing games. And you feel that as long as you go ahead and persevere and do everything that you're supposed to do, eventually that person will come in line. And that's not actually a good will. Thank you.
Okay.
I got taught to play games. Yeah. By saying I got taught, meaning that I did everything the way I was supposed to do it, model type of guy, and she had sex with everybody but me.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it took me a while to get over that, and I was young too. I was just learning about all this stuff, and one thing I did learn is like. When you really don't care about another person, they will give you their all. And that was bad thinking. But at the time, it was effective, and it did what I needed it to do.
Okay.
Fortunate for me, I ran into somebody who wasn't playing games. And even though I was out there being foolish, they were patient with me. And some of the things that I had forgot about, some of the things I had unlearned, I got a chance to try to learn them again. And it was not a quick turnaround. It was a slow progression, stop starts, back steps, all of that different type of stuff. But that person being patient with me is what helped me to try to get closer to what I want to be today.
Okay. Mm.
All right.
That's
yeah.
What's up? Definitely. That is definitely what's up. Yeah. Not everybody's that lucky.
You know what? You change for those you love.
Well,
if you really want to change, and people, you know, they say people never change, but that's not true. They change.
No.
If they really love someone, they will change because they want to make that other person happy. And when you're stating that the ups and the downs and the ins and the outs that you've done, then and then I think, you know, you wake up one day and go, what are you going to do? And then you finally decide that, hey, well, this is what I want to do. And then you begin to change, and it's for the better. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't the one that wanted to have kids strewn all over the place either. And I was really putting off on some decent relationships, not having kids with, because you know, I didn't want to have kids all over the place. But and actually, with my wife, I waited a long time before I was like, okay, just go ahead and have a child.
Okay.
But it was one of the best moves I had. And when I had a daughter, and I was like, oh, my God, she's going to be somebody like me. And I started really reevaluating everything. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, another life coming in. Bring it, you know, bringing another life in, a whole another little person that, you know, came from you. That's a whole different animal. It causes you to change you get a different perspective on life.
Right away.
I'm going to tell you like this. I don't believe that people so much change. I believe their way of thinking changes. They change their mindset they change their behavior. But the person themselves, the true person that they are, that never changes. They just learn, and some people do the right thing. Some people just continue with the same old bullshit.
That's true.
You do what makes it work.
Right. I kind of feel like, you know, like if say if you got bullied in school, you can do one of two things once you go ahead and get the upper hand. You can either become a bully yourself, or you can go ahead and defend people from being bullied. A lot of times, like with my story, I took the low road. I became a bully myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the only thing about that is you start a cycle. The same way that somebody has brought me into the game, I was bringing many people into the game with the same philosophy. Not really thinking about it. You know, I didn't feel that was right. What happened to me? Because when it happened to me, it was dead wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But when I started doing, you can start to destroy your conscience. And when you start to destroy your conscience, then you're capable of anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got that right. Wow. Great input there.
Ooh, yeah. Well, Jay, I know you got something great. I know you. So what you got?
Oh, yeah.
Right. All right. I didn't really have nothing to the piece because I really extended myself. All those pieces y'all had were virgin pieces. Y'all was the first one to spit them.
Thank you. Oh, man. Thank you so much. You did an awesome job. That was a hell of a job doing all those pieces for the individual. Each piece was different. Yes.
You did an awesome job. And because that was an emotional, I said, you did it awesome job. That was an emotional piece. And that's not easy to go ahead and it's like, oh, man, I'm stripped naked. I got to stand here stripped naked and go ahead and do this in front of these rascals. Well, let me go ahead and do this. And you went ahead and did it. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Some of the most, you know, when you are completely naked and transparent, You get some mm-hmm. of the most exquisite pieces out of that. I know because I've opened up myself and quote unquote peeled back layers in some of my pieces that I've written, and it was some of my best work. It really was. So, man, I appreciate you allowing me to read your piece.
Yes, ma'am. Mm. I'm gonna go ahead and go into this piece.
All right.
All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Upon pieces broken by a thrown stone. Water that was once as still as a paned window frame, now a reverb with kinetic energy across its surface in the form of ripples and waves. As it undulates its tendrils forward in every direction, seeking to drown and absorb. To calm water is simple. One must just lay still and wait, as still as a stone thrown at the bottom of a lake, until the turbulence has run its path and calm returns back to the pond in peace.
You know what, Jay, you have been You know, you turn into a whole different, your personality, your demeanor, your energy just goes into this smooth, like, relaxed mode. And it makes you just like, I sit a lot with my legs crossed, but I'll lean over on one leg with my elbows, but rest my head on my hand and be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's satisfying to hear you.
I can see that too.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you do. Well, that's what you do to me anyway. I'll be like, yeah.
You know what? I'm not really good with words, but when I sit there and write, I can go ahead and put in a description, and then I can come back to it and expand on that description, and before I know it'll be something that I wouldn't be able to say just in normal conversation, but in poetry, I can't go ahead and do that. And that's part of the character that you hear in drops in that I have to become in order to do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know who you remind me of? Remember, I'm Diva. Mm-hmm. Remember the guy, what's his name? The Bob something. He's talking about, we're going to just paint a happy little tree over here. And we're going to put some happy little clouds up here. And we're going to do some water. We're going to do this in the water. What's his name?
Right.
Bob.
Right.
You know, Bob.
I can't
say
anybody. He's so calm.
Well, women.
Yes,
you know, he's so calm.
That's
what he's
doing.
That is a happy little tree.
That's what I get from you when you read your pieces. I'm like, oh, yeah. It's satisfying.
Right, that is a happy tree. It ain't smiling, but it's exuding happiness.
That's who I think of when I hear you read your pieces. I'm like, yeah, it's just the way you sound. Your tone is so soothing to the inner ear. It's just like your body relaxes listening to you. So thank you, man. That was beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jay.
Hey, y'all,
well,
take care. Keep knocking it out
soon. Yes. Wait, look, the Love Lounge is ready for you, my friend. The
libations
of your choice and the food of your choice. I got a chef. Danielle has a bartender, but I got a chef.
Yeah, her name is Kalinda. Kalinda, yeah.
Kalinda.
Yes. She is the mixologist, okay? The mixologist.
All right.
Anything you want, she got you.
I'm going to introduce myself to y'all people down there. Y'all be easy.
You
all right. Thank you so much.
One love, one life. Wow, Diva.
Wait a minute, Diva. Wow. Really, Bob Ross?
Yeah, that's how I feel when he starts, when he go into his piece, into the character, and it's just so soothing. It's the way he, the
it's
way
so calming.
He yeah, and I think about Bob Ross. Yeah, we just going to put some happy little clouds over here. we're going to build the next thing on top of one another. We're going to put some happy little bushes
yeah,
right
yeah.
there. Some trees there, yeah, some trees.
I get you. I get you.
Girl. Yes, yes, yes. Wow. This is a pretty good show, man. And Dawu called in tonight. I call him the brain.
Yes. You know what? Oh, my goodness. You know what? I thought I was the only one. Because I called him brain, the know-it. I mean, not saying the know-it-all, but the brain. He is the brain of War Council. I'm telling you. Yes.
Very stimulating conversation with him all the time. He's so informed. He's informed, and he gives you great, you know, information and insight. And it really does change your perspective on certain things. And I appreciate, man, you know how I am. I appreciate it. This is a great show, Diva. Wow.
Yes.
Went kind of fast, but it was still a great show. You gonna get some closing
words? Yes, absolutely. Well, I just want to thank everybody for calling in. This was a great show, and it was a great topic because I was very curious on when will the game stop, or you know what can we do? And then you know I realized too that you know we can be more discerning as we get older and that we know exactly what we're doing. You understand what I'm saying? Like, and then we can like feel through the course like, hey, and then we can, and it's not shameful to ask like, hey, where were you before me? What's up? And I don't need to know your body count. I really don't know because that's your past. But if I touch you, I want to be the last. Okay. That's how I feel about that. So you kiss me, that'll be the only person, I bet be the only person kissing other than your mama. Okay. So, but that's that. But I appreciate, you know, everybody's opinion tonight. Everything was just awesome. The pieces were really awesome. So, but thank you guys. God bless you. Keep us all in prayer, you know, and we'll pray for you. Diva?
Absolutely. Y'all know, you know how I am. I want you to get that good relationship going with yourself because that's where spirit lies inside. You know, you start loving yourself, you're showing him that you love him too. Continue to love one another and respect each other. Still got to stay safe, people. This thing ain't over out here. This thing is still pretty ugly. So wear your mask. Protect one another, okay? It's for the protection of other people, not you, okay? And I love you guys for calling in, those that streamed online. Everybody just, you know, all the support and love. I appreciate you guys. Diva, you're awesome, girl. Thank you. And with
my
that,
girl. Thank you, darling. Back at
Peace.
You.
If you leave this time, I fear that you'll be gone for good. So now hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a young man. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do,
all the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel sad, but in your violence. I hold no one like leaving fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I thought to God he must be mad with me. It's coming. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more. And in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then a tote tag is one last. I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 Grammys or my granny still standing with a note.
But I know
that red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes the most. One day it'll make you grow.
You grow
when you're outlandish and you lose manners. To God you shall consult. When the bright cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke. You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, tell me when does cry. Do you hear him, love? Even though I got good in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No! It seems that all the autumn leaves have fallen. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.